Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
Matthew chapter 7. If I sound a little overly loud this morning, I've got something going on in this right ear and everything sounds muffled to me. It'll clear up eventually if I scream hard enough, I guess. Matthew chapter 7. And when you found that, skip down to verse number 18. Matthew chapter 7, starting at verse number 18. Says this is Jesus speaking right here. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Listen to this. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is what? Hewn down and what? Cast into the fire. Wherefore, now listen to this, by their fruits ye shall know them. Amen. You may be seated. The Lord gave me a simple thought for this morning. It's kind of personal. And it goes like this. Will you become firewood? Will you become firewood? Our scripture said a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. But every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, and we back up in that chapter starting at verse 1. He starts off by saying, judge not that ye be not judged. For with whatever judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you again. Now I just want to say something here this morning for the record. There is a saying that's been going around ever since I can remember, Sister Alice, and I'll be quite frank with you, I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Anytime, Sister Wanda, that we preach against sin, you're not my judge. Yeah. You're not my judge. Honey, you're absolutely right, I'm not your judge. But let me introduce you this morning to your judge. My Jesus is speaking here. It's not the Apostle Paul, although I hold to every word he says too, because the Bible says that every word, every scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be what? You don't know it? Perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. There's that key again. All good works. Wherefore by, and I'm adding this from what Jesus said, wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Amen. Ain't nobody talking about judging. We're going to get to that if it'll be the Lord's will here in a little bit later. But the thing that I want us to get here this morning is number one, Jesus, the God of heaven, is the one doing the speaking here. Amen. And he's telling us plainly that a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Now, I know that many of you, like as myself, we've come from what I like to refer to. Well, I don't like to refer to it. It's the truth. We've come, many of us, from broken churches. Many have come into this church wounded in their spirit, Brother Rick, because of something somebody said to them. And sadly, in some cases, something that some pastor said unto them who was ignorant and didn't know the word. I've been in churches, Brother Dave, where the only thing they care about is how quick they can pull the plate out. Hello? Hey, I know that the house of God's got to run. We need money. We understand that. But there are preachers and there are pastors today that the only thing they are concerned about as concerning you is your back pocket. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. And as I started to say, many people have come from broken churches. They've been wounded by fellow members of the church. They've been wounded by people behind the pulpit. They've been wounded in many different ways, Sister Connie. And God's not pleased with that. And so Jesus is giving a stern warning of some of these other verses of Scripture we're going to read. If it'll be the Lord's will here this morning, you're going to see what I'm talking about. But he's putting out warnings. Not only did Jesus put out warnings, but he gave his disciples power and authority to preach this word, also to put out warnings. And not only did he empower Peter and Paul to put out those warnings, but guess what? He empowered this little short, fat fella to do the same thing. And as long as I'm behind this pulpit, I'm going to preach, bless God, what this word says. And you can call me a judge if you want to, but all I'm doing is rehearsing what the judge said. By their fruits, you shall know them. You've heard me say repeatedly up here that we have pampered people so much in the churches today. We have made them feel so comfortable in the church house today that when the Word of God is preached, it is so watered down that there's no substance to it. You might as well go to one of these seminars by Anthony Robbins and feel good about yourself, because that's all you're getting. You're not getting the things that are needful for the spirit man. They're failing to tell people who are living in sin. They're failing to tell people who are practicing sin that there's a day coming. There's a day coming. There's a day coming. There's a day coming. There's a day coming when they're going to stand before the judge of all the earth, and they're going to give an account for their works, whether they're good or evil. Now, while these churches are busting at the seams, some of them I grew up with, some of these pastors. They're busting at the seams, Brother Mark, simply because they're giving the people what they want. The Apostle Paul warned Timothy. He said, Timothy, called him my son. That's how close they were. He said, preach the word. I like Brother Forster Manning. He'd say the same thing. Jimmy, preach the word. You can go into a Catholic church. You can go into a Baptist church. You can go into a Lutheran church, Presbyterian. You can even go into a Mormon church. And as long as you're preaching the word, you'll be all right. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season. In other words, when it's popular. And then out of season, which would hit me when it ain't popular. He said, for the day's going to come, Timothy, when they are not going to endure sound doctrine. But after the lusts, of their own heart, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the what? Truth, and shall be turned unto fables. That quiet. Maybe just let it sink in a bit. You see, God's not concerned with number. God's not concerned with dollars. And he certainly is not concerned with popularity. Amen. One of the biggest things that has stifled the church today is vanity. Yep. Vain. Vain. I know preachers that won't leave the house unless their poof is done just right. I know, man. There's a hair out of place. They're not walking out the door. And then they want to crack on their wife and say, they take so long. I've seen him. Hey, he's not here. I'll talk about him behind his back, and then I'll talk about him to his face because he's my brother. But my brother is bad about that. Amen. He'll stand in front of a mirror for a good hour primping. I said, Dave, are you getting in touch with your sensitive side a little bit there? Oh, shut up, he said. See, I'm not naming your name this morning, but I can tell by the way you're laughing, you can relate. Brother Rick said, I don't have to worry about that. I got mine buzzed off. So. He said, Pastor Dillon, when he was here, he used to walk up to him and say, what's the matter, son? Did you get in a fight with a lawnmower? You know, I've had that said to me many times. But listen, vain, vanity. Solomon talked about it. All is vanity. How many is familiar with the Amish people? Know anything at all about the Amish? Let me tell you something about the Amish. They don't even have a mirror in their house. And when they make their little doll babies for their children, there's no face on it. Why, Brother Jimmy? Because they don't want to be vain. They don't want to do anything in any way associated with making another god or an image or anything like that. Now, you can knock them if you want to, but I would say that's pretty separated. That's pretty consecrated. And you can't point your finger at the Amish and say, "You're so vain." But buddy, they could point their finger at us Pentecostals and say, "You're so vain." Yeah. I know of women can't get their shout on unless they got their favorite hat on their head. I'm not talking about you, Sister Shea. Wherefore by their fruit you shall. No, I'm just kidding. She knows I'm kidding this morning. But Jesus laid it down and he said, every tree, listen to this, is known by his fruit. So much for me being a judge. But you know what's worse than someone, Brother Dave, looking at me and saying, "You're a judge," is that sinner looking at you. And you come in on Sunday morning. I say you, I'm not talking about you. I got a habit of saying you. They come in on Sunday morning, Brother Archie, and get down here and they cry crocodile tears. And you get three or four people in the church that don't know them, sister, and they feel sorry for them. Oh, bless them, Lord. What they don't realize is last night they were drunker than a monkey.
Yep.
And Sister Wanda, for worse yet, while they're down here crying crocodile tears, they're thinking about that next drink. That's hypocritical. Jesus says, I would that you were hot,
yes,
or cold. Be one or the other. So then because you're lukewarm, what did he say he was going to do? Ooh, man, that's rough, isn't it? That's some harsh teaching right there. Luke 6 says in verse 37, he says it this way, judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. And I like the way he finishes it. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, till running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. John 7 says it like this. Judge not, oh boy, according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. How many of us have seen that, Brother Mike? Now think about it. Somebody walks in the door. You know the old cliche, you can't judge a book by its cover. But we still try, don't we? Shame on us. I shared with you a while back, about a year ago, about the pastor of the mega church that made his way into the back of the church, actually started out on the steps. And every church member walked past him, Brother Rick. Wouldn't even shake his hand. They didn't know it was the pastor. He was dressed like a hobo. He purposely didn't take a bath for about 3 or 4 days. And I mean, he looked the part, smelled the part, and he acted the part. I'm talking about a mega church now. I'm talking about thousands of people. About time for service to start, he made his way in. He didn't sit in the back. He walked all the way, almost down, clear to the front, when a deacon met him and said, "Can I help you?" What he really meant is, "How can I show you the door?" And that's what he did. He walked him all the way back out to the steps. So he walks back in. He starts shedding his skin. As he's walking up the aisle, the story says you could hear people in the pews sobbing. Conviction set in because they realized what they did. And they said, "Pastor, where did you get the idea to do something like this?" He said, "I just learned by example from my master above." How many times do we as Christians judge someone by their appearance? Jesus says it's not what's on the outside of the man that condemns the man or defiles the man, but it's what goes in the man that defiles the man. See, this is a tight wire, if you will, that we got to walk as Christians. Judge not that you be not judged. Judge not according to appearance. But Here's the key. Judge righteous judgment. Well, what does that mean, brother? Well, I'm fixing to tell you what that means. See, that's not talking about people that are hypocrites. The people that we forgive, that we don't judge on their appearance, that's not talking about hypocrites. That's talking about out and out sinners. They are what they are. They're not pretenders. Righteous judgment looks at that person who says, I'm one of them. And then the child of God looks at the boss here, and the boss says, no, they're not. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Wherefore, by their fruit ye shall know them. Some parents think they can hide behind their kids. Boy, that's a dangerous game. I tell you what, if you want to know something about parents, talk to their kids a little bit. We had some things told to us a few years ago that made our hair stand on our head. I thought, wow, you look at somebody, you know, they got their Sunday best on. Joel Osteen smile. Shake your hand on Sunday morning. And you don't understand, can't even begin to comprehend what kind of viper they are when they go home. By their fruit, you shall know them. Luke 6:43 says, for a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree, listen to this, and I love this phrase right here, is known by his own fruit. See how they all put a different spin on it? It gets a little bit deeper as you go. For of thorns men do not gather figs. In other words, figs don't come from thorns. Nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Grapes don't come from a bramble bush. But a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. So I ask again, will you become firewood? That's a sobering thought this morning, isn't it? Matthew 7 says it this way, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Listen to this. I don't want to lose you this morning. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way. That's why we got a lot of Broadway Christians. That leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Listen to this. Listen to this. And few there be that what? Find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. I talked about that earlier. They want your money. They want your number. They don't even know your name. They know your number, but they don't know your name. Ye shall know them by their fruits. And then I want to skip down because the rest of it is repeated what we've already read. Not everyone, Jesus is speaking here right before he says this. He says, wherefore, he says it again, and continually says this through the Gospels. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Then he says this in the very next verse. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Think about that, Brother Martin. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What did Jesus do when he came? He did the will of the Father. He refused to take any glory to himself. Can't accuse Christ of being vain. And then he says, will I prophesy unto them? They said, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? And in thy name, Lord, we cast out devils. And in thy name, we've done many wonderful works. Lord, we were Pentecostal to the bone. And he says, I will say to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. And then he follows it up by saying this, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In other words, you that practice sin. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, again, this is still Jesus talking, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon the rock, and the rock being Jesus Christ. He was speaking of himself. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And when the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew that beat upon that house, it fell, and great was the fall of it. Again, I'll ask, will you become firewood? There's a difference between, as I said earlier, judging someone and knowing someone. You see, most of the time when people make a judgment, you go to the Greek on most of these words here, when it speaks of judge, not, you look up the word judge or judgment. In the Greek, it pertains to casting a judgment or a decision based upon appearance or something they've said. But there's a difference between judging someone and personal testimony, knowing someone. Many times I've had people come to me and make statements about some family members of mine. And Brother Archie, I just have to bite my tongue. Say, you know, the Bambi scene with Little Thumper? If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. Sometimes I feel like Thumper in more ways than one. Thump, 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 thump. But when you know someone, you know them. We cannot draw conclusions by what we see, as I said before, on the outward appearance. That makes us a judge. But what we can do, and ouch and amen, as Brother Jim Arp would say if he were here today, or Sister June, pull up them bootstraps, old boy, and let's go. If we're in the Word of God like we ought to be, we would not be deceived. That's why Jesus told his disciples, Lord, what do you want us to do? You want us to just pull them out? No, he said, by no means, don't do that. Why? Because if you pull them out, you're going to uproot some of the wheat with the tares. It used to bother me, Brother Mark. I think, now how is that? Well, Jesus knew that some of the wheat is carnal wheat. They're babes in Christ. They're still sucking on the milk, so to speak. They ain't got into the meat yet. And so those type of Christians, those weak Christians, those new converts, whatever you want to refer to them as, he knew that those type of Christians would not understand that kind of thing. We had some people come our way because something very similar like that happened at that church. There's a thing called wisdom, and a lot of people don't know how to use it. Somebody comes knocking on the door. You open the door. Hello, I'm Jehovah. Slam the door. I ain't got nothing to say. But I'm Pentecostal to the bone, bless God. Whatever, what's wrong with just shaking their hand and saying, you know, I appreciate your effort, but you know, we don't believe the way that you believe. We believe that it takes the blood of Jesus Christ and that alone. And I'll guarantee you, as soon as you say the blood of Jesus Christ, they're ready to go on their own. They don't want to stay anymore. By their fruit, you shall know them. Not judge them, know them. And I'm going to wrap it up with this. In 1 Thessalonians 5:12, Paul's talking. He says, and we beseech you, brethren, again, to know them, which labor among you, number one, number two, and are over you in the Lord, number three, and admonish you. There goes the Joel Osteen smile. You mean we got to be admonished? Well, I've been preaching for 30 plus years and I've not called anybody a snake yet. Jesus did. I know sometimes I can preach hard, Sister Wanda, but I not dare go past where he tells me to go. Three types of people that we're commanded by the Word of God to know. Those who labor among us, our fellow brothers and sisters, we're commanded to know them. Those who are over us, whether they be pastors, teachers, whatever, and those who admonish us. What does that mean? Well, I thought you already covered that. Number two, did you know sometimes God speaks through the mouths of his prophets? Sometimes he will send a person one-on-one. Not in the whole company of people now. That's not God. He does things decently and in order. If you see somebody truly operating in the Holy Ghost in the area of discerning of spirits or a word of knowledge, they're not going to stand up and broadcast it to the whole church what God's told them to tell you. They're going to go to you in your ear and say, God laid a word on me to tell you, and now it's up to you whether you obey it or not. But if you broadcast that to the whole church, guess what you've done? You've changed everybody's opinion about that brother or sister. And God's not pleased with that, and God will judge that. He said it's better that a millstone be hanging around your neck and dropped to the deepest part of the ocean than to offend one of these little ones. And I'll just say this in conclusion. Remember what happened to the tree that did not bring forth good fruit. What happened? Two things.
Hewn down
and cast into the fire. Finally, I'll ask one more time. Will you be firewood? I don't think so. I think everybody in here wants to please the Lord. But I'm not a mind reader. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, we'll get down to business here this morning.
Praise the Lord. We trust that that's been a blessing to you today. And just in case this has landed in someone's lap that happens to be a sinner, we want to take just a moment to lead you into the sinner's prayer. And we trust that the Holy Ghost has been pulling at your heartstrings, and we trust that that message has shown the severity of how important it is that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ, because we are truly living in the last days. Now, if you'll pray this prayer with me, neighbor, and mean it with all your heart, I guarantee you Christ will come into your heart and your life, and you'll be changed forever. Amen. Now let's pray. Father, I realize that I'm a sinner, and I need Jesus as my Savior. You said in your word that if I'll confess my sin, you would be faithful and just to forgive me of my sin and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. All right now, Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner, and I'm asking you to forgive me of all my sin. I'm placing my trust solely in you, and I'm serving notice upon you, Satan, right now. You no longer have a hold on my life. I am the property of Jesus Christ, because right now, upon my profession of my faith in his finished work, I am saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Neighbor, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to be the very first one to welcome you into the family of God and encourage you to find you a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church so that you can continue on your path with the Lord. Make that 180-degree turn from sin and put all of your energies and your efforts into serving the Lord today. My heartfelt prayer for you today is that you will continue to go with God, and I'll guarantee you this, neighbor, if you will go with God, God will go with you. God bless you today is my prayer.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haney and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
Saved by grace. His love. the same.